This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. More underserved young people in Colorado will have a chance to get into the great outdoors thanks to lottery money. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
More than two dozen organizations will receive a total of $1.3 million in grants to break down barriers to the outdoors. The equity grants are from state lottery revenue and will pay for activities like adaptive adventure sports programming and summer camps for youth with incarcerated parents. The last round of grants supported paddling days for people of color, rafting and hiking field trips, and after-school nature clubs at high-poverty schools. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Some affordable housing units arrived in a Denver neighborhood Saturday. Five modular homes were placed on a lot in the Globeville, Elaria, Swansea community. Housing nonprofit Brothers Redevelopment has brought 10 units in total to the area since 2017. Their president, Jeff Martinez, says the effort is to help those who are at high risk of displacement due to ongoing development in the area.
It's been really difficult to get a foothold and secure units that can be placed into an affordable community land trust like this one, but we've still been working at it.
The company hopes to have the units ready by next spring. And the Colorado School of Mines football team fell short of a national championship Saturday. They lost in the NCAA Division II title game to defending champions Ferris State. Warmer temperatures across the state today. This is CPR News and KRCC.